Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy.
The problem
there
was no way out.
I don't have to
be good. Made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful, don't deserve enough. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and I'm sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not being free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you to keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my knees. Did all I could do. Oh my goodness, it would not amount to all the things that brought me through. I am forever indebted to you, and I know I can't earn my way to heaven. And if the righteous barely make it in, Lord, what will be the sinner's end? Father, on your mercy I depend.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. as our honored guest. We also ask you all to please invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Pencil and is entitled Words to Live By. I don't know what you all are doing, but I know that you should be giving these words of encouragement your undivided attention, so I ask that you stop, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, Brother Tansel will close us out with a word of prayer. We have no prayer requests at this time, so the next voice you hear will be that of Brother Tansel. Brother Tansel, you are on the air. Brother Tansel, are you with us?
There we go. I'm so sorry. Are we there, Danielle?
Yes, we are good to go.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Sorry about that. My phone was muted accidentally, so sorry about that, everyone. Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining our call. I was saying happy anniversary to my parents, Thomas and May Tansel. We honor them today, and on March the 28th, they have been married for 52 years. And what a beautiful life it's been. My story is their life began when they had me. And boy, this was the biggest test for them. I know they were saying, men and brothering, what shall we do after we've had this little boy? And I can say that I've lived every day trying to make them proud, and I love them so much. So March the 28th, they celebrated 52 years of marriage. Happy anniversary to Thomas and May Tansel, my parents. So our topic today is words to live by, and these are words that end in I-V-E, so listen for those words during our call this morning. Our first statement is, all of us have one life to live. If you draw a circle, it represents a beginning and an end. If you drew a clock with the 12, 3, 6, and 9, it represents the end of time, at least for that day. If you draw a dash, and sometimes you see a dash often expressed on a tombstone, the dash represents your life. Every life has a beginning and an end. God is the beginning and the end. In Revelations 22 and 13, it says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The end of the law is obedience, and we have to be obedient to God. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 20, it says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glory God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It's not what you get, but what you give, G-I-V-E. Acts 20 and 35 tells us, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Be proactive and interactive. In 1 John 4 and 15, it says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. In Luke 6 and 13, it tells us, And it was day he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. They were bringing souls to Jesus by the service that they give. In Luke 9, verses 1 through 6, you see they were being interactive. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you when ye go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Our next point is study the Bible to be informative. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Be kind to friends and relatives. We're talking about words that end in I-V-E. Always be supportive. Refrain from being argumentative. Joshua 10:25 tells us, and Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. Sometimes you can't defuse an argument. Sometimes you can defuse an argument by saying, peace be unto you. And if all else fails, just run. But keep the dove of peace, the dove of peace in your figurative. God was selective. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent his son to die for our sins, so don't live in sin. You see, living in sin is radioactive, and it makes you unattractive. So don't be too reactive, and in this meaning, I'm talking about acting in response to a situation rather than creating it or controlling it. So be of sound mind and of sound doctrine and let Jesus guide your steps. So our lesson today is words to live by. Live between the ives, the I-V-E-S, the I-V-E-S. All of us have one life to live. Find more than one way to give. So you have to be proactive and interactive, study to be more informative, be kind to friends and relatives, always be supportive, watch your inner thoughts and refrain from being argumentative, and keep the dove of peace in your figurative. When God chose his son to die for our sins, he was being selective. You see, living in sin is radioactive, and it makes us unattractive. So please don't be too reactive, my friends. Let's live between the ives. With that, we'll have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for a lovely day and for this year that we've experienced thus far. Our prayers are for all the families that asked for prayer this week, and even those that did not, that have things on our heart. We pray that God grants you everything you stand in need of. For our truckers and motorists, we pray that they respect each other's space. We thank you for allowing my parents, Thomas and May Tansel, to celebrate 52 years of marriage in this life. And I thank you for my marriage to my lovely wife, Nyoko, as well. We pray for all the folks that are married on this call, widowed or single. And we pray that God continues to walk with you through this life and holds you closely. We pray for our business owners that they continue to be successful and that they find ways to expand all the opportunities before them and look for new opportunities and research them and connect with the customers they need to be successful. We pray for all the bereaved, the lonely, the depressed, the sad, and we pray that the Lord gives you peace and comfort. We thank you so much for listening to our call today. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.